الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, this is yet another biography of the noble companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by name عقبة بن عامر الجهني from the book صور من حياة الصحابة. He said, لقد جعل عقبة بن عامر همه في أمرين اثنين العلم والجهاد. This noble personality, Uqbah ibn Amir, made all his affairs, all his matters, he made them in two things, al-ilmu wal-jihad, seeking for knowledge and striving, struggling in the cause of Allah. هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبلغ مشارف يثرب. Let's look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaching the mountains of Medina. It's like we are looking at the Prophet coming into Medina. بعد طول لحفة وترقب. After a lot of anticipation and apprehension, the fear that what has happened to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are they taking so long to arrive Medina? وَهَاهُمْ أَوْلَاءِ رِجَالِ وَهَاهُمْ أَوْلَاءِ رِجَالُ الْمَدِينَةِ الطَّيِّبَةِ. And these are the men of al-Madinatu al-Tayyibah, the Medina of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يَتَزَاحَمُونَ فِي الدُّرُوبِ, gathering and causing traffic in the streets. مُحَلِّلِينَ مُكَبِّرِينَ, making tahleel, la ilaha illallah, making takbir, Allahu Akbar. Farahan bi liqa'i nabiyyi rahmah wa sahibihi siddiq. Out of joy that they have met the Prophet of Mercy and his companion as siddiq, the men were so joyous in the city of Medina. Wa hahunna niswatul madinati lil mukhaddarat. And these are also the women of Medina that are in their tents. The women don't go out unnecessarily, so they are referred to as al-mukhaddarat, those that have been camped in the tents. وَصَبَايَاهَا الصَّغِيرَاتِ, and their little children. عَلَوْنَ سُطُوحَ الْمَنَازِلِ, they climbed over the roofs of houses. وَجَعَلْنَ يَتَرَعَيْنَ, and they were stretching out to look out at the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَيَقُلْنَ, and they were saying, أَيُّهُمْ هُوْ, أَيُّهُمْ هُوْ, which of them is he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So what he's trying to, the picture he's giving us is the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. وَهَذَا مَوْكِبُ الرَّسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَتَهَادَى بَيْنَ الصُّفُوفِ, and here is also the convoy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَتَهَادَى, walking in composure, بَيْنَ الصُّفُوفِ, in between the rows of people. تَحُفُّهُ الْمُهَجُ الْمُشْتَاقَ وَتَحُوتُهُ الْأَفْئِدَةُ التَّوَّاقَ. Hearts that have always longed to meet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم surrounded him. That is, تَحُفُّهُ الْمُهَجُ الْمُشْتَاقَ وَتَحُوتُهُ الْأَفْئِدَةُ التَّوَّاقَ. Likewise, the minds of people that have been craving to see him also surrounded him. وَتُنْثَرُ حَوَالَيْهِ دُمُوعُ الْفَرَحِ, people shed tears of joy. وَبَسَمَاتُ السُّرُورِ, and the smiles of happiness, happy that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amidst them. He has arrived in Medina. لَكِنَّ أُقْبَةَ بِنْ عَامِرِ الْجُهَنِي, but the one whom we are translating his biography, Uqba bin Amir al-Juhani, لم يشهد موكب رسول الله صلوات الله عليه, he didn't witness this convoy of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم arriving. ولم يسعد باستقباله مع المستقبلين, likewise he was not lucky to be among those who received the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, among those who received him. Why? ذلك لأنه كان قد خرج إلى البوادي بغنيمات له. That is because عقبة بن عامر الجهني had gone out of Medina إلى البوادي into the desert بغنيمات له with a few sheep of his ليرعاها هناك so that he can rear them outside Medina. فقد بعد أن اشتد عليها الثغب after hunger had become severe on the sheep وخاف عليها الحلاك and he feared that they might die وهي كل ما يملك من حطام الدنيا and that is all he had from among the luxuries of this world. He had nothing under those few sheep, so he did not want to stay in Medina. He left to rear his sheep. لكن الفرحة التي غمرت المدينة المنورة, but that joy and happiness that enveloped المدينة المنورة, ما لبثت أن أمت بواديها القرية والبعيدة. It was not long that that joy extended and covered بواديها, even the desert, القريبة, that we are close to Medina, والبعيدة, and those that we are far from Medina. The information had reached everywhere. وأشرقت في كل بقعة من بقاعها الطيبة and it radiated. أشرقت. The joy had radiated and illuminated every place from among the places, the pure places. وبلغت تباشيرها عقبة بن عامر الجهني and the glad tidings got to عقبة بن عامر that yes, the Prophet had arrived Medina صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهو معم جنيماته بعيدا في الفلوات while عقبة بن عامر was still far away with his sheep in the desert. فلنترك الكلام, let us allow the words لعقبة بن عامر to عقبة بن عامر ليروي لنا قصة لقائه مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم so that he narrates to us the story of his meeting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال عقبة, عقبة بن عامر said, قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة. The Prophet reached Medina صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنا في غنيمة لي أرعاها while I was amidst some few sheep of mine that I was rearing. فما إن تناها إلي خبر قدومه. Immediately the information of his arrival reached me. حتى تركتها. I left the sheep. ومضيت إليه. And I went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا ألوي على شيء. Not stopping at any point. I moved straight until I got to him. فلما لقيته قلت تبايعني يا رسول الله. When I saw the Prophet, I said, يا رسول الله, accept my allegiance. I pledge my allegiance to you. قال فمن أنت؟ The Prophet said, who are you? قلت عقبة بن عامر الجهني. He said, this is my name. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما أحب إليك. The Prophet asked him and said, which one is preferable to you? تبايعني بيعة أعرابية أو بيعة هجرة. Do you want to pledge an allegiance of the Bedouins? أو بيعة هجرة, or you want to pledge the allegiance of those who migrate. That is بيعة عربية أو بيعة عربية. Where a person will pledge allegiance, then he will go back to his village and remain there. And that is بيعة هجرة. Where a person will pledge allegiance and he will migrate with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Wherever the Prophet is going to. قلت بل بيعة هجرة. يا رسول الله, I want to pledge allegiance of هجرة with you. He said, فبايعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ما بايع عليه المهاجرين. So the Prophet pledged allegiance to me. The Prophet accepted my allegiance to him the way he accepted that of مهاجرون. فأقمت معه ليلة. Then I stayed with the Prophet for a night. ثم مضيت إلى غنمي. Then I went back to my sheep. وكنا 12 رجلا. And we are 12 men. ممن أسلموا, from amongst those of us that embraced Islam. نقيم بعيدا عن المدينة. We used to stay far away from Medina. لنرعى أغنامنا في بواديها so that we could rear our sheep in the deserts of Medina, along the rural areas of Medina. فقال بعضنا لبعض. Then some of us said, we said to one another, لا خير فينا. There is no good amidst us. إذا نحن لم نقدم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما بعد يوم. If we don't go to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم every day, ليفقهنا في ديننا, so that the Prophet can teach us our religion. We don't have any, we just stay here and we think we are Muslims without learning, there is no good in us. ويسمعنا ما ينزل عليه من وحي السماء, so that the Prophet makes us to hear, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما ينزل عليه, that which is revealed to him من وحي السماء, from the revelations of the heavens. فليمد كل يوم واحد منا إلى يثرب. Now the decision is that one of us must go to Medina every day. وليترك غنمه لنا. Let him leave his sheep for us. فنرعاها له, so that we can rear it for him. Then when he comes up, he will tell us the information he got. فقلت عقبة بن عامر said, and I said, اذهبوا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of you can be going to the Messenger of Allah. Wahidan ba'da akhar, one after the other. وليترك لي الذاهب غنمه. Anybody that is going should leave his own sheep for me. Why did he say that? He said, لأني كنت شديد الإشفاق على غنيمتي من أن أتركها لأحد. I was seriously afraid that if I leave this feud animals for somebody and they lost, that is all, that is, I'm finished. كنت شديد الإشفاق. I was so much afraid. على غنيمتي. Upon those few, for those few sheep. من أن أترك أحد, such that I cannot leave it for anybody. So I said, be going. Yeah, we'll see. He said, ثم طفق أصحابي يغدو الواحد منهم بعد الآخر على رسول الله. صلى الله عليه وسلم. That was how my companions started moving one after the other to the Messenger of Allah. وَيَتُرُكُ لِغَنَمَهُ أَرْعَاهَا لَهُ. And when the person is going, he will leave his sheep for me to rear. فَإِذَا جَاءَ, when he comes back, أَخَذْتُ مِنْهُ مَا سَمِعَ, I will now take from him what he has learned. وَتَلَقَّيْتُ عَنْهُ مَا فَقِهَ, and I will also receive from him what he has understood. Said, لَكِنَّنِي مَا لَبِثْتُ أَنْ رَجَعْتُ إِلَى نَفْسِي. It was not long that I came back to my senses. وَقُلْتُ وَيْحَكْ, I say, woe unto you, أُقْبَحَ. I'm in أَجَلِ غُنَيْمَاتٍ لَا تُسْمِنُ وَلَا تُغْنِي. Is it because of this few sheep, لَا تُسْمِنُ, that cannot make you fat, وَلَا تُغْنِي, will they avail you? تفوت على نفسك صحبة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that you want to make yourself to lose the companionship with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, والأخذ عنه مشافحة من غير واسطة. This small sheep are the things that are stopping you from taking knowledge from the Prophet's mouth directly without any intermediary. Said, ثم تخليت عن غنيماتي. Then dissociated myself from my sheep. وَمَضَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, and I moved straight to Medina. لِأُقِيمَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, for me to stay in the mosque. بِجِوَارِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, close to the companions of the Prophet, in the neighborhood of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, لَمْ يَكُنْ عُقْبَةُ بِنْ عَامِرِ الْجُهَنِ يَخْطُرُ لَهُ عَلَى بَالِهِ. It didn't occur to Uqba bin Amir al-Juhani. It didn't occur to his mind. Hina attakhadha hadha al-qarar al-hasim al-hazima. When he took this decisive decision, when he took this daring decision, it didn't occur to him. Annahu sayaghdu ba'da iqdim min al-zaman aliman min akabir ulama' al-sahaba. He never knew that one day he was going to become one of the scholars, from among the great scholars among the companions, when he took that decision. وَقَارِئًا مِنْ شُيُوخِ الْقُرَّىٰ. He never knew that he was going to be a reciter, a memorizer of the Qur'an, from among those who have memorized the Qur'an. وقائدا من قواد الفتح المرموقين. He never knew that he was going to become one of the conquerors, of those who would conquer or who would have overwhelming conquest. وواليا من ولاة الإسلام المعدودين. And he never knew he was going to be from amongst the governors that are going to be outstanding in their governance. ولم يكن يتخيل مجرد تخيل. In fact, he has never imagined an ordinary imagination. وهو يتخلى عن غنيماته. At the time, he was dissociating himself from his sheep. ويمضي إلى الله ورسوله, migrating to Allah and His Messenger. He never imagined أنه سيكون طليعة الجيش الذي يفتح أمة الدنيا دمشق. He never knew that he was going to be among the advanced team, that is the Tali'a, the advanced team in the brigade, الذي يفتح أمة الدنيا دمشق, that was going to conquer the mother of the world, that is called دمشق. ويتخذ لنفسها دارا بين ريادها النذرة عند باب توما. You know, with Balagha, he is telling us all the achievements Uqbah bin Amir later had in life. He never knew that he was going to have all these achievements, that he was going to now have a house for himself, بين ريادها النذرة, in his green environment, in the Babu Tuma, at a place called Babu Tuma. He never imagined that. ولم يكن يتصور مجرد تصور. He never imagined or assumed, even an ordinary assumption, أنه سيكون أحد القادات الذين سيفتحون زمردة الكون الخضراء. He never knew that he was going to be amongst those brigade commanders الذين سيفتحون زمردة الكون الخضراء مصر. Never knew he was going to be among the advanced brigadiers that would conquer the emerald of green universe, that is Misra. He was also among those who conquered it. وَأَنَّهُ سَيَبْدُوا وَالِيًا عَلَيْهَا. He never knew that he was going to be a governor in Misra. وَيَقْتَطُ لِنَفْسِهِ دَارًا فِي سَفْحِ جَبَلِهَا الْمُقَطَّمُ. And he never knew that he was even going to have a house for himself in the base of its mountain that is called Al-Muqattam. Just like somebody would say, he never knew he was going to have a house in Asu Rock, Sidar Rock. The rock is not, but the place is what they call Asu Rock. He never knew. فَتِلْكَ كُلُّهَا أُمُورٌ مُسْتَكِنَّةٌ فِي ضَمِيرِ الْغَيْبِ. All of these affairs that we have mentioned now, that Uqbah bin Amir later attained and achieved, they are concealed fi dhamir al-ghaybi, in the mind of the unseen, the mind of ghayb. It was concealed and embedded there. لا يعلمها إلا الله. Nobody knew it except Allah. That's why you see people would make sacrifices and they would follow a path. And when they are following that path, it would never occur to them what Allah has prepared for them of success, for them following that path. But while they are following the path, it is going to be a lot of obstacles and hurdles. So when you see them, you will see future leaders in the making. But after then, they are non-entities and nobody. If a person is patient, he will achieve man. خاف أدلجا ومن أدلجا بلغ المنزلة. لزم أقبة بن عامر الجهني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لزوم الذل لصاحبه. أقبة بن عامر الجهني stayed with the messenger of Allah. Or should we stop here? I see it's 5:30. And let's see here. Let's stop here because I think it will even be like having half of it. Go. Yes. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. This is the completion of the biography of the noble companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عقبة بن عامر الجهني رضي الله عنه. We've had in our last class that عقبة بن عامر الجهني after deciding to stay behind, he finally realized himself and decided to go to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he could take knowledge directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he took that decision, it never crossed his mind that he was going to achieve all those things he achieved in Islam. So when Uqbah bin Amir al-Juhani went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لزم عقبة بن عامر الجهني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لزوم الذل لصاحبه. عقبة بن عامر binded with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لزوم الذل لصاحبه, the way a shadow will bind to its owner. He never departed from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان يأخذ له بزمام بغلته أينما سار. To such that Uqbah bin Amir will hold the zimam, that is the control, those controls of the Prophet's ride, wherever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to. وَيَمْدِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ أَيْنَ اتَّجَهَا, and he would walk before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever the Prophet faces. وَكَثِيرًا مَا أَرْدَفَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَرَاءَهُ. Many a times the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would carry Uqbah bin Amir behind him on his right. حَتَّى دُعِيَ بِرَدِيفِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. To the extent that he was nicknamed رَدِيفِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, the one the Prophet used to back, the one the Prophet used to carry behind him. وربما نزل له النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. In fact, sometimes the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would even come down عن بغلته from his right ليكون هو الذي يركب, so that Uqbah bin Amir will be the one climbing. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هو الذي يمشي, while the Prophet will be walking. حدث عقبة قال عقبة بن عامر narrated saying, كنت آخذ بزمام بغلة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعد غاب المدينة. I used to hold on to the control. That zimam is that string that is attached to the neck of a ride so that one can control it. He said, I used to hold the control of the Prophet's ride sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ba'di ghabil Madina, in some portions of the forestry of Medina. فقال لي, and the Prophet said to me, يا أقبع, O you أقبع, ألا تركب, won't you ride? قال فحممت أن أقول لا. I wanted to say no, لكنني أشفقت أن يكون في ذلك معصية لرسول الله. But I feared that me saying no will mean disobeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُلْتُ نَعْمْ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. So I said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I will climb. قَالَ فَنَزَلَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمْ بَغَلَتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down his camel. وَرَكِبْتُ أَنَا امْتِثَالًا لِأَمْرِهِ, and I rode as a way of obeying the Prophet's command sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَعَلَ هُوَ يَمْشِي, and the Prophet started walking while he was climbing. This is the tawadu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the greatest, yet with a lot of humility. ثُمَّ مَا لَبِثْتُ أَنْ نَزَلْتُ عَنْهَا. Uqba said, it was not long I came down. وَرَكِبَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and so the Prophet climbed again. It was just to obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم قال لي يا أقبة. Then the Prophet said to me after he had climbed, الكامل. He said يا أكبا أي أكبا ألا أعلمك سورتين. Should I not teach you two surahs? لم يرى مثلهن قط. Nobody has seen their similitude. فقلت بلى يا رسول الله فأقرأني. I said يا رسول الله teach me. Said فأقرأني. Then the prophet taught me قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس. These two surahs. Nobody has seen their type. That's why if a person wants protection, of course we know there are evil eyes and so many things. But how did the Sharia, and what did the Sharia teach us? Falak wa nas. Thumma uqimat as-salah. Uqba said then it was time for salah, fataqaddama. So the Prophet went forward, wa salla bihima, and he prayed. He led us in prayer. Wa qala, and he said, ikra'huma kullama nimta wa kullama kumta. Whenever you want to sleep, read this surah. Whenever you wake up, read this surah. Qala Uqba. Uqba said, فَمَا زِلْتُ أَقْرَأُهُمَا. I have never stopped reciting them. مَمْ تَدَّتْ بِهَا الْحَيْبِيَ الْحَيَاتِ. So long, for as long as I live. I'll continue to read them. Said, وَلَقَدْ جَعَلَ أُقْبَةُ بِنْ عَامِرٍ جُهَنِي هَمَّهُ فِي أَمْرَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Uqba bin Amir concentrated all his attentions on two things. العلم والجهاد. Seeking for knowledge and fighting jihad. Knowledge itself is jihad. Because there are two types of jihad. There is jihad al-hujaji wal-barahim. The jihad you do with evidences, Quran and Sunnah. That is the biggest jihad. Then there is the jihad of as-sayf wa-sinan, where people will carry arms and fight the enemies of Allah. Uqba bin Amir concentrated on these two types of jihad. وَانْصَرَفَ إِلَيْهِمَا بِرُوحِهِ وَجَسَدِهِ. He turned onto these two jihads with his soul and his body. وَبَذَلَ لَهُمَا مِنْ ذَاتِهِ أَسْخَ الْبَذْلَ. And he gave the best of him وَأَكْرَمَهُ, and the most valuable of what he had in that course. أَمَّا فِي مَجَالِ الْعِلْمِ. As for the field of knowledge. فَقَدْ جَعَلَ يَعُبُّ مِنْ مَنَاهِلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الثَّرَّةِ الْعَذْبَةِ حَتَّى غَدَى مُقْرِئًا. He continued to drink from the spring of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم الثَّرَّةِ, that is so much, الْعَذْبَةِ, that is so sweet. He was drinking from the Prophet's knowledge. حَتَّى غَدَى مُقْرِئًا, until he became a qari, a muqri, somebody who will teach people Quran. مُحَدِّثًا, somebody who will teach people hadith. Faqihan, somebody who will give people fatwa concerning the affairs of their religion. Faradiyan, somebody who knows inheritance. Adiban, somebody who knows adab. Fasihan, an orator. Sha'iran, a poet. He gathered knowledge. وَكَانَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ صَوْتًا بِالْقُرْآنِ. He had one of the best voice as far as reciting the Quran was concerned. وَكَانَ إِذَا مَا سَجَ اللَّيْلُ. And he was such that when the night had become dark, وَدَحَدَ الْكَوْنُ, and everything had become silent. انْصَرَفَ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He goes to the book of Allah. يَقْرَأُ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Reciting from its clear signs. Verses. فَتُزْجِي لِتَرْتِيلِهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الصَّحَابَةِ الْكِرَامِ. The hearts of the Sahaba would now be listening to his recitation. وَتَخْشَأُ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts will tremble because of his recitation. وتفيد عيونهم بالدمع, and their eyes will not shed tears من خشية الله, out of the fear of Allah. وقد دعاه عمر بن الخطاب يوما. One day عمر بن الخطاب called عقبة. فقال, and he said, اعرض علي شيئا من كتاب الله يا عقبة. عقبة, why don't you recite something from the book of Allah for me? فقال, سمعا يا أمير المؤمنين. عقبة said, I will do it, O أمير المؤمنين. ثم جعل يقرأ له ما تيسر من آي الذكر الحكيم. عقبة started reciting what was easy for him to recite from the verses of الذكر الحكيم. وعمر يبكي, while عمر was crying, حتى بللت دموعه لحيته, to the extent that his tears soaked his beard. Sometimes you wonder why the Quran is recited today and we fail to cry. وقد ترك عقبة مصحفا مكتوبا بخط يده. Uqba bin Amir left behind him a mushaf that was written by his with his hand, a handwritten mushaf. وبقي مصحفه هذا إلى عهد غير بعيد. And this Mus'haf remained to not a far or distant time from now. موجوداً. It was found, it was there, في مصر, in Egypt. في الجامع, in that mosque that was known, المعروف بجامع عقبة بن عامر. That mosque that was known as the mosque of عقبة بن عامر. وقد جاء في آخره, in the end of that Mus'haf, it was written there that كتبه عقبة بن عامر الجهني. It was written by عقبة بن عامر الجهني. He wrote the Quran with his hand. ومصحف عقبة هذا, he said, this Mus'haf of عقبة بن عامر من أقدم المصاحف التي وجدت على ظاهر الأرض. It is one of the oldest Mus'haf that are known to be on the surface of the earth. لكنه فقد. But now it is lost. في جملة ما فقد من تراثنا الثمين. It is considered to be lost amongst those heritages of ours, those valuable heritages of ours that are lost. وَنَحْنُ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ while we are unmindful of it. You know it became lost. It was stolen. One day it will come out maybe in one Germany university or American university or Oxford university. They will bring it out one day. Most of our heritages are with them. This Sahih ibn Khuzaymah that you see, it was considered to be lost until one day somebody found it at one of the European universities in their library. Tell me, how did it get there? They will fight our people, they will steal their heritages and take them. وَأَمَّا فِي مَجَالِ الْجِهَادِ Let's continue. As for the aspect of jihad, فَحَزْبُنَا أَن نَعْلَمَ أَنَّ أُقْبَةَ بِنْ عَامِرِ الْجُهَنِي It is sufficient for us to know that عقبة بن عامر الجهني شهد مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدا. He participated in the battle of Uhud with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وما بعدها من الغزوات and all the battles that came after Uhud. عقبة participated in all. وأنه كان أحد الكمات. It is sufficient for us that عقبة بن عامر was one of the الكمات. Those who used to set traps from Al-Kamin. You know Al-Kamin? Al-Kamin is when the people are dragged into a tree, when they are lured into a trap and then they are finished. عقبة بن عامر was very good at that. Al-Ashawisu, that are brave. Al-Maghariru, that are courageous. Al-Ladina ablaw yawma fathi Dimashq. Those who participated in the conquest of Dimashq, a'azzal bala'i wa a'azamahu. They gave the best of contributions and the greatest of contributions in the conquest of Dimashq. فَكَافَأَهُ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةَ بِنِ الْجَرَّاحِ عَلَى حُسْنِ بَلَائِهِ Abu Ubaidah, who was the head of the army in Dimashq, Abu Ubaidah compensated عقبة بن عامر because of what he did. بِأَنْ بَعَثَهُ بَشِيرًا إِلَى عُمَرْ بِنِ الْخَطَّابِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ Abu Ubaidah said, because of your participation, because of your effort, because of your contribution, we are giving you, we are compensating you to go and give the glad tidings of our conquest to Umar. Meaning you should be the one to go and tell Umar that yes, we have conquered Dimashq. فَظَلَّ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ عُقْبَة بْنُ عَامِرٍ spent 8 days بِلَيَالِيهَا with the night مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ from Friday to Friday يُغِبُّ السَّيْرَ دُونَ انْقِطَعَ moving with speed without stop. حَتَّى بَشَّرَ الْفَارُوقَ بِالْفَتْحِ الْعَظِيمِ until he got to Umar ibn al-Faruq and he gave him the glad tidings of the conquest. You will remember this hadith when عقبة بن عامر got there. He spent 7 days. He didn't remove his khuf. 7 days when he got to Umar. Umar said, for how long have you been? He said, from the last Friday to this Friday. Umar said, and what did you do with your khuf? He said, I didn't remove it. I was wiping of it. He said, أصبت السنة. So you are right, you are in conformity with the Sunnah. 8 days, عقبة بن عامر walked or rode until he got to Medina. ثم إنه كان أحد قادة جيوش المسلمين. Then عقبة also was one of the leading army, one of the commanders of that brigade التي فتحت مصر, that conquered مصر. فكافأه أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان. معاويه بن ابي سفيان نو كومبنسيتد هيم بان جعله واليا عليها ثلاث سنين by making him to be the head of Egypt for 3 years, Uqba bin Amir. ثم وجهه لغزو جزيرة رودوس. Then after 3 years, Muawiyah asked him to go and fight that Rudus Peninsula. في البحر الأبيض المتوسط in the Mediterranean Sea. وقد بلغ من ولع Uqba bin Amir الجهني بالجهاد the love for Uqba bin Amir al-Juhani for jihad has gotten أنه وعى أحاديث الجهاد في صدري that he memorized all the أحاديث of jihad in his heart واقتص بروايتها للمسلمين and he was the one that was in charge of narrating it to the Muslims وأنه دعب على هدك الرماية and he became so much engaged in practicing how to shoot حتى إنه إذا أراد أن يتلهى to the extent that whenever he wants to while away time تلهى بالرمي he whiles away time by shooting ولما مرض أقوى بن عامر الجهني مرض الموت when أقوى بن عامر الجهني fell sick that sickness that in which he died وهو في مصر while he was in مصر جمع بنيه he gathered his children فأوصاهم and he gave them a wasiyah فقال and he said يا بنية my children أنهاكم عن ثلاث فاحتفظوا بهن. I'm prohibiting you from doing 3 things. Watch out for them. لا تقبلوا الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا من ثقة. Don't take hadith from anybody that comes from the Messenger of Allah except a person that is reliable. Meaning don't learn your religion except from reliable people. ولا تستندوا ولا تستدينوا ولو لبستم الأباء and don't go to collect credit even if you are wearing أباء meaning clothes that will not cover your chest and your front that you have to be using your hands to pull them together don't go begging for credit ولا تكتبوا شعرا and don't engage in writing poems فتشغلوا به قلوبكم عن القرآن so that your hearts do not get engaged with the poems and you don't listen to the Quran. Anashid, Anashid, Anashid. Some people are so much engaged in Anashid that they don't enjoy listening to the Quran anymore. ولما أدركته الوفاة when death caught up with Uqba دفنوه في سفح المقطم he was buried at the bottom of the mountain of Al-Muqattam ثم انقلبوا إلى تركته and then they went into what he has left behind يفتشونها they wanted to get what are his estates what are the things he left behind فإذا هو قد خلف بدعا وسبعين قوسا he left 70 something bulls مع كل قوس قرن ونبال every bull had arrows and their heads in it that was what he left 77 bulls and arrows وقد أوصى بهن أن يجعلن في سبيل الله and he said all of them should be left في سبيل الله نظر الله وجه القاري العالم الغازي may Allah brighten the face of that Quran teacher that teacher of hadith that mujahid Uqba bin Amir al-Juhani وجزاه عن الإسلام والمسلمين خير الجزاء may Allah reward him on behalf of Islam and the Muslims the best of rewards هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وآله أجمعين